USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Experts are predicting more people to be on the roads this 4th of July holiday weekend. AAA saying there's pent-up demand for travel, and with the friendly skies not being so friendly, folks are turning to their cars. WNBA star Brittany Griner's trial is underway in Russia. She was arrested in February and charged with pot possession at a Russian airport. She was arrested in February and charged with marijuana possession at a Russian airport. Charge D affairs for the U.S. Embassy in Moscow, Elizabeth Rood, assures Griner's trial is a top priority for the United States.
The United States government at the very highest levels is working very hard to bring Ms. Griner, as well as all wrongfully detained U.S. citizens, safely home.
This is USA Radio News.
Mike Lindell and MyPillow offering the BOGO extravaganza right now on a whole slew of MyPillow products. Now you can find all sorts of great deals on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillow, six-piece towel sets, roll and go anywhere pillows, much more, all priced buy one, get one free. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find you some great MyPillow products. They're all available. Oh, by the way, you can also get Mike's book absolutely free with any purchase, but you have to go to MyPillow.com/USA or call 1-800-951-8175 and make sure you use the promo code, the buy one, get one extravaganza, going on right now at MyPillow.com.
A new health care law has taken effect.
Americans now have a better picture of what insurers and employers pay for health care thanks to a new federal rule that started Friday. It's a part of a President Trump-era medical price transparency law. The problem thus far is deciphering the massive amount of data. Nate Maslick, CEO of Ribbon Healthcare on Slice of Healthcare podcast, explains why there is so much data.
We built an API and we launched it. And we started working on that product, and the more time we spent in the market, the more we realized that this is a massive problem. And it wasn't just a handful of care navigation platforms that were struggling with it. It's health insurance companies, it's hospitals and provider groups, it's digital health tools, it's patients. Anytime anybody gets sick, anytime that anybody needs to make a care decision, you need information on the source of care delivery.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
President Biden and the First Lady are spending the Independence Day weekend at Camp David. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The buy one, get one free special going on now at MyPillow. MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, the Roll and Go, Go Anywhere MyPillows, and six-piece towel sets on special. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find out all the great deals you can get right now at MyPillow. MyPillow.com/USA.
Park rangers at Yellowstone National Park are reminding visitors to be on the alert as another bison attacked a woman.
A 71-year-old Pennsylvania woman was inadvertently gored by a bull bison at Yellowstone National Park, marking the third such incident this year and second one this week. Officials said the woman and her daughter from Westchester, Pennsylvania, were walking back to their vehicles when the bison charged them. Both women are recovering. Park officials said people should stay at least 25 yards away from all large animals in the park, including bisons, adding that they can run up to 3 times faster than humans. For the USA Radio News Los Angeles Bureau, I'm Ellie Andrews.
Joey Chestnut is looking to defend his Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Contest Championship on Monday. Speaking to Good Day New York on Fox TV affiliate WNYW in New York, Chestnut describes his emotions ahead of the contest.
I'm excited. Happy to be back on the corner of Serving Stillwell. And, I'm hungry.
The contest will kick off Monday at 11 a.m. Eastern Time on ESPN. If you are hitting the roads this 4th of July weekend, please remember you can take us with you wherever you go by searching for USA Radio News wherever you download your podcasts. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.